up and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
We should build a pipeline. Hey, good morning. You're listening to KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, settling into your Thursday. It's Tim Hunter. All kinds of great songs on the way. If you stick around, promise to make it worth your while. You know, and I was a bit dreading next week. I was thinking because, you know, 5 days of work. We had Monday. We showed up. We did a few things. Tuesday was off because of the 4th. And then we got a Wednesday through Friday weekend. That's doable. But next week, 5 days. But next week's going to be screwy because we've got the All-Star Madness happening in town. A lot of people are playing hooky for that. We've got all the events that you can take in down at the stadiums, and got the Home Run Derby on Monday night, the game actually on Tuesday, and on Tuesday is the beginning of Amazon Prime Day, so you're gonna need to go to work so you can spend all day on your computer. And then we're back to a Wednesday through Friday thing. See how I thought this thing out? Hey, looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be continued summer weather in the Northwest. 27th annual Skagit Valley Highland Games are tomorrow through Sunday at Edgewater Park in Mount Vernon. I'm going Saturday, and I just can't wait. Embracing my Scottish heritage. The Arlington Street Fair is this weekend. Look for Maury the Movie Guy from 10 to 1 on Saturday. And you got the Snohomish Cider Festival Sunday out at Thompson Family Farms. It's a get out and do weekender. Just find a lake, climb in, call it good. Oh yeah, you just try to keep the days of the week straight. I mean, it's hump day. I consider yesterday our Monday. This is midweek. Tomorrow we wrap it up with a Friday. I have no idea what day it is. Thursday. There it is. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Of course, that means tomorrow I'm going to be reaching out to a KRKO listener who has downloaded our app, put it on their phone, and proudly listened to this music. And because of that, we're going to give you a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. We do it every week. Would sure love to see you be a future winner.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. And I'm telling you this story just because it falls into the food news category. And it's my job to report to you what's out there. A Subway in Georgia put up on their reader board, "Our subs don't implode." They got plenty of complaints about it being a bad taste and took it down. Meanwhile, the Subway chain is now slicing their meat fresh. They've installed 20,000 slicers at all of their restaurants. If you're planning to visit Paris next year for the 2024 Olympics, you should know they are not going to be serving alcohol at any of the venues. The living room it is. Starbucks is offering 3 new refreshers as part of their summer menu, frozen strawberry acai lemonade. I've seen it pronounced different ways. Frozen pineapple passion fruit lemonade and frozen mango dragon fruit lemonade. Always best with fresh dragon. Company called Life Raft Treats has come out with what looks like a frozen TV dinner. It appears to be like fried chicken, peas and carrots, potatoes with gravy, but it's actually all ice cream. And trending on TikTok, and I'm just telling you so you don't have to look for it, the cottage cheese and mustard diet. All yours. All right, that's your food news. Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. It is my duty to remind you to please have your seatbelts fastened for this thing.
Hey, is our resident movie guy back on the air? I said, is our resident movie guy back on the air?
Look who's back. Back again. Movie fans, biggest friend.
Yes, just like there are resident orca whales, there are also resident movie guys. Maury the Movie Guy is our resident entertainment specialist. and he has a few suggestions for our upcoming weekend.
It's kind of an off week for movies.
Is it?
I remember, like, 4th of July movie releases were big deals, right? Mm-hmm. It was the kickoff to summer. This week, not so much. First up, brand new in theaters. I'm guessing you haven't watched the Insidious movies.
Didn't even know there were any.
Yeah, it's called Insidious: The Red Door. It's a franchise of movies. In the original cast, I didn't know there was an original cast. It returns for the final chapter. This Lambert family has goes through a lot of stuff as they're haunted by demons. And Patrick Wilson stars and produces this. You probably have seen a preview where he's in like an MRI machine.
Oh, I have seen
going,
that.
Okay,
commercial.
It's going to start in a second. All of a sudden, all the power goes out, and he's going, hello, and he...
This sounds like the family movie you'd take your family to if you didn't like your family.
I know, yeah. I'm saying that this is brand new in theaters. There's no way in hell I'm going to go see this movie, but I'm just telling you about it. Next up, a brand new film in theaters. It's called Joyride, and it's produced by Sherry Shavapravatarong.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Shavapravatarong. Okay. Sherry Shavapravatarong.
That's right.
She's a writer and a producer for Family Guy. So she's pretty dang funny, actually.
I would say, yeah.
And you can see her her name is at the end of every show. And you kind of go, is that a real name? Well, it is a real name.
Wow.
This movie's called Joyride. Three women take a business trip to Asia. It goes sideways. And that's when the fun ensues. It looks pretty funny. I've seen a couple clips of it. Joyride in theaters now.
That's kind of the theme of this show. It's on Thursdays especially. It's Tim and Maury get together and something goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, yes. I am so excited about Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend.
Are you going to go down and take in that craziness?
No, I'm not.
I know.
Young 20-something years ago, Maury Eskenazi went down and was part of it. Didn't go to the game, but kind of, got the feel of it. 1979, it was in the Kingdom,
right?
And I hung out with some friends and we watched it. But no, I'm too old to deal with this.
I went to the 2001 Home Run Derby. I was out in the right field box with Bill Krueger.
Oh, cool.
And then on the game day, we were on the third baseline. And that was the game where Tommy Lasorda got hit by the flying bat.
Yep.
I mean, so I've been to it, and I was going, something happened between 2001 and now, because that's 22 years. I just don't have the drive. I actually blogged on this very topic at whatastupidnameforawebsite.com if anyone wants to see Tommy get hit.
Anyways, happy All-Star Week, and go M's, and that's all I got.
And as usual, that is plenty. Maury the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO, where more of Everett's greatest hits are right around the corner. Man, I remember when that was like one of the rockier tunes we played when I was working at a soft rock station here in town. Classy. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter hanging out with you on the station famous for playing Everett's greatest hits. They're all the songs that disappeared from the radio. But we brought them back, and man, it's just mind-blowing when you say, oh, that one, that's 40 years old. That one, oh, that's 45. And coming up, we've got a 50-year-old song. It's like, stop it. They're great songs. I just didn't realize it was that long ago. But in the words of Betty White, you realize you're getting older if the only way you can connect with your longtime friends is using a Ouija board. That's a definite sign. Oh, while we're being silly, a couple of Facebook quickies for you. There's got to be a better way to start the day other than waking up. If you find out what that is, please let me know. And I love this definition, deja poo. The feeling you've heard this crap before. There you go. Take that and run. Pass it along. Pretend you thought of it. Just amaze your friends. Making your Thursday morning just a little bit better with help from Everett's Greatest Hits, KRKO. Tim Hunter, I may have reminded you once before about downloading the KRKO app. For tons of reasons, you get to take this music wherever you go. When you download the app, that puts you in the running to win a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. And we, throughout the entire Everett Aqua Sox season, are giving away family 4-packs of tickets to go see the Sox on a Funko Friday night. And the only way you can enter to win those tickets is through the aforementioned KRKO app. We got another Funko Friday a week from tomorrow, so I could be telling you Monday about some tickets heading your way from KRKO.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, I got a bunch of things we got to get caught up on. If you missed it, Joey Chestnut won his 16th hot dog eating competition on the 4th of July, downing 62 Nathan's hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. And while that's impressive, that's far short of the record he set 2 years ago at 76. He quit his construction job in 2010 to pursue his dream, and he's been doing this ever since. Meanwhile, down in Florida on the 4th of July, they hold a key lime pie eating contest. I have to tell my wife about that. No hands, you just put your face in there and eat it. Joshua Mogul was the big winner this year, eating a key lime pie, an entire pie, without his hands, in 3 minutes, 35 seconds. A report says Kevin Costner has given his wife and kids less than 2 weeks to vacate his home in Santa Barbara. He wants them out, and he points to a premarital agreement they both signed that said she would leave within 30 days if a separation were to occur, and they've been separated for a couple of months now. Our nominees for the worst babysitters of the year, an 18-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man were arrested this week after they agreed to babysit 2 Florida toddlers overnight. They then stole the mother's car and, without permission, drove the kids 1,000 miles to Wisconsin, where they abandoned the kids in a public park. Everybody's fine. They've been arrested. Choose your sitters wisely. And in Afghanistan, the ruling Taliban has given notice that beauty salons have 1 month to close forever. No more beauty salons in Kabul. Just, you know, don't go there to get your hair done. All right, that's what I know. Hey, good morning, Thursday. Not too shabby. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter with Everett's Greatest Hits. And boy, coming up between now and 8 o'clock, it's like you won the lotto without all that messy money. You got Beach Boys, Doobies, Eagles, Earth, Wind, and Fire all on the way in moments here on KRKO. So next hour, Maury the Movie Guy will stumble in here and give us a couple of entertainment options for the upcoming weekend. But right now, Maury, you look like you're kind of dragging.
I have my exhausted voice on today.
Oh, I bet. What a long day you had on the 4th of July.
The Everett Parade was long.
Did you stick around for the fireworks?
No. Did you hear the fireworks were canceled halfway through?
That's what I heard. I thought they made it like 8 minutes in or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
I didn't know about it.
What happened?
The fireworks people had some mishap or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea. So, yeah, I didn't stick around because I had to do the Arlington parade.
Sure, yeah.
It was at 5, so I was up at Arlington. God. I got home about 8 o'clock, and then my dogs were medicated.
As lots of dogs are on the 4th of July.
Once the fireworks started going off at 11, my dogs were like literally laying on top of me. They were so scared.
Oh. See, that's... No. I don't know. I don't know what the rule is, because I know it's you get older and you are less enchanted with fireworks.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there were fireworks going off all night, including one that woke me up at 3:20 a.m.
Really?
And then I thought, well, there's the new personal best.
Right.
I got up at 4:40. When I get up, at 4:50, 10 minutes later, someone was lighting off fireworks.
Wow.
I wish that those people who were lighting off fireworks in the middle of the night get one of those little pimples inside your nose that you just can't get to. You know, I don't mean to be nasty, but that's ridiculous.
Just go over to their house.
The thing is, I would love to know who these people are. They need to file a permit. If they're going to light them off at 3 in the morning, all I want to know is which house to go pounding on the door at 8 a.m.
Right, you exactly. Know?
That's all.
Yeah, yep. I hear you.
I feel better now.